This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. It's that time of year when people feel good by expressing gratitude for what others may have done to help them. They use the rituals of this season to express their thanks. However, it seems a holiday season doesn't go by without patients bringing in gifts for their doctors that cross over the boundary of an acceptable thank you. Inevitably, this leads to the need to have a discussion with the medical residents and students about receiving gifts. It is not an easy discussion with our trainees taking various positions. Some feel that they have earned the gifts, although I remind them that they are paid for their work. Others come from cultures where you always give the doctor a gift. People give doctors gifts for several reasons, so we need to explore what actually motivated the gift. I hope many of our patients are pleased with the care and they want to use this season to express their gratitude. Others have little or no experience with the healthcare system thus far, but they choose to provide a gift to their doctor so that when and if they need assistance in the coming year, the doctor will be, well, favorably predisposed toward them. This is sort of a protective bribe. Some patients come from cultures where gift-giving is the only way that they can assure quality health care. Some of the trainees see nothing wrong with accepting these gifts, but most of us do not accept a gift that cost the patient money, meaning we will accept a small token of appreciation, a fruitcake, a plate of cookies, a hand-knit cap, but not a bottle of wine, a scarf, or a vase. It can be awkward to refuse these gifts, and there's a risk of insulting the person and damaging the doctor-patient relationship. So we role-play, trying different approaches. We explain that we have rules against accepting gifts. We thank them and tell them that we place the gift in the staff break room. Or, if we get a monetary gift, we thank them and ask them if they wouldn't mind if we took the money and donated to a charity. It is wonderful to appreciate others, and that includes your health professional. We like to be thanked, and we'd like to know that others value our work. But if you feel so inclined, a nice card, a note expressing what the doctor or dentist or nurse did to help you, or even just a few kind words of heartfelt thanks are enormously appreciated and far more than what is required or expected. Happy holidays, and thanks for listening. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.